Hello, this is Guru Ma, and you're listening to the Godflow podcast.
Don't take the safe path.
You're literally going against nature. You're going against your own stream.
Has any great change on your planet ever been created by anyone who wasn't crazy?
I am not the flesh. I am the energy, the consciousness, the being in the flesh.
And so those experiences of, okay, I got to get this thing to be happy, we know that's not it anymore. We recognize and we understand that the only reason we really are here is to tap into the cosmos.
Welcome to the Godflow podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you're having an amazing day. I hope you're having a beautiful day. I hope you're having a blessed day. And if you're not, guess what? I'm here to tell you that you are, because you're alive and you're a miracle. And you're amazing. You're so awesome. Okay. So me saying that is also a part of what the topic is this week. And I was kind of racking my brain about what I was going to talk about for a while. I had other ideas. But a part of me in my meditation was like, where does it all begin? And I was like, yeah, it begins with, you know, being a good person. Oh, it begins with understanding. I was like, no, beyond all of that, it really starts with self, and more importantly, self-love. And there has been, in recent years, this kind of self-love movement, which, you know, there's been a lot of movement. There's been a lot of movements, should I say, in the last coming years, you know, hashtag stay woke movement, the, you know, feminist movement. I'm not saying all movements are bad. I'm just saying there's been a lot of movements. So the hashtag self-love movement has definitely been one that has been in the works or floating around. I find there's good and bad within everything. That's why I don't believe in good and bad, because everything is just everything. Everything is like a balance of itself. And you can either look for the good or you can either look for the bad, and you can either, you know, focus on one thing or focus on the other. So, you know, to see a round picture, I think always you understand that there's balance and you look at both. So with the self-love movement, why it is so amazing is it's because it's bringing awareness to something that's very important, and that is how you care about yourself. Because a lot of us don't. A lot of us are so busy moving so fast that we don't just stop for a minute and love on ourselves like we would love on another person. There's times that I would literally get up in the morning, get dressed, make myself look fine, just so I could hang out with myself that day. It was like a self date. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna love on myself and get and prepare for my day as if I was preparing to go and see someone that I liked or that I loved. And it really helped me get in a practice of loving myself like I would love another. Because a lot of us will give constantly to someone else and love on someone else and be there readily for someone else or for something else, whether it's our jobs, whether it's our families, whether it's our kids, whether it's our anything. But we don't show up for ourselves in the same way. So with the self-love movement came the importance of showing up for yourself. What I felt like wasn't as positive is sometimes it dilutes the actual meaning and idea of what self-love is. Yes, a part of self-love is self-care. So a lot of the times when I saw self-love, it was like, yeah, do a facial or like lotion your body or your elbow. I don't know why I said body like that. Your body or your elbows, you know, lotion them. Do things like that. That is you loving on yourself. Relax. Go to a spa. These things, very much so, are self-love. But they verge on just self-care. You know, self-love and it's self-care, which you should do. All of those things are important, because what it teaches you when you love on yourself like that is that you put out the vibration, not only to the universe, but internally to yourself, that you care about yourself. You care about how you feel, and whenever you do it, you feel good. Whenever you look good, you feel good, because you feel good about yourself. You have a new sense of confidence, and confidence carries through in a very, very, very major way. Whenever you are confident, it shines through and you can feel it. And that is most importantly what we do things for, the feeling. So whenever you look after yourself, you feel good, and that feel good makes you think better, makes you act better, makes you walk and talk and treat people better based on the vibration that you then hold on how you feel. But here's another layer. There's depth. There's always depth. So I shouldn't even say that this is a bad thing. That's just the top layer. It's like the top layer of the cake is just generally self-care. But the other layer, when you get deeper into self-love, you realize that loving yourself goes beyond just caring for your outside, your external, or even your internal by what you eat. That's very important. What you eat, what you input into your body, because everything that you are is formulated on what you eat. And when I say what you eat, I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about vibrationally, who you're around. You're constantly intaking vibration. So I always find it funny. I always say to people, it's hilarious that on Instagram or Twitter, social networking, they just put it in your face. Like, I don't think people understand. They literally put in your face what they're doing. Have you ever realized that your social media, your timeline, is called your feed? Like, your feed, they're feeding you information. Literally, you are eating and digesting information all the time. They're literally like, here's your feed, here's your daily food for the day. And if you are not aware and conscious, which a lot of people are not in this time, of what you are eating, whether that's food or information, you are then what you become. You become what you eat. Your dominant thought patterns are based upon what you are intaking every single day. Very, very important, I think, anyway, because we think about a lot of things in life, but a lot of times we don't think about ourselves and we're not intentional with ourselves. We're not intentional with the things that we put on our body. The reason I turn plant-based, the reason I don't say vegan, is because sometimes I want to eat salmon. I'm going to eat some salmon because I love some salmon, okay? I don't care. There's no vegan police that's going to pop out and be like, you're not a vegan, you eat salmon, and maybe you use honey sometimes. But that's not my business, because it's not my life, so go away. That's how I feel. But the reason I started this journey mainly was intention. It was me becoming intentional with whatever I put inside of me. And it carried over into other parts of my life. It's like, what am I digesting? What am I eating? What am I feeding myself? Who am I around? What are they like giving me? And that doesn't mean actually giving me something, but what energy do I feel when I'm around them? Do I feel good? Is it uplifting? When I walk away from this situation, do I feel like I'm depleted in any way? Or do I feel like that I am full? It's different when you eat some soul food. When you go home and your family has cooked something, or your mum's cooked something, or your grandma's cooked something, and it makes you feel so good when you finish eating it. Do you know what else does that for me? Ethiopian food. Oh my gosh. Whenever I eat Ethiopian food, I feel joyous afterwards. I just feel full. I feel like I could tap dance. I feel like I could tap dance across the world after eating Ethiopian food. That's how I want to feel after leaving someone that is close to me, or after leaving a group of friends, or that's how I want to feel after coming off social media. I want to feel like, wow, that was inspiring. Wow, that made me feel good. Wow, that filled me up. A lot of times it's not. So a part of it is honestly what you digest. That's one part of self-love, loving yourself enough to be intentional about what you put in your mind, what you put in your body, what you put in your heart, and what you let resonate and what you let close to you. And just being intentional, just thinking about that, just thinking, hey, how do I feel? How does this make me feel? And your feelings are an indicator. Your feelings are always an indicator. Don't doubt yourself and how you feel. You know when you walk away from someone and you're like, I don't really feel, and you kind of question, like, is it just me? I kind of feel weird. I didn't feel that. Don't question yourself. Trust your feelings, trust your instincts. You might not know what it is completely, so don't assume, and don't just literally be like, right now I do not feel like something was interfering with my energy, or didn't feel quite right with my energy. I don't know what that is, but I'm open to finding out what that is. I'm willing to seeing what it is. I will let time pass and let universe, show me what it is that made me feel that way. You don't always have to add assumptions, but yeah, it's just because they're a bad person. Oh yeah, it's because it's blah, blah, blah. No, just let it come to you, because those things can come to you in time when you just let them. But just trust it. Trust that you feel that way. Just be like, okay, I might take a break from that person for a little bit, or I might take a break from social media for a little bit, or I might just, you know, start eating this way, or I might only just hang out with this person or do this, or I'm not sure about whether I should go there anymore. It's paying attention to those things. That's one part of self-love. Another part, which I feel like is often ignored, is to truly love yourself is to love all of you. Every single part of you. There's no part of you that isn't what it's supposed to be, where it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to be. To be grateful for who you are, to be grateful for what it is that you are, to be grateful for where you are, is very, very important in loving yourself wholly. There's points in my life, and as of recent, especially the end of last year, that I realized that I didn't completely love myself. There was a point where when I first started this journey of self-discovery, I was going through a hard time, and it literally was like a light in a dark place. I started to understand so much, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh, this makes sense, this makes sense. And I didn't take the time to actually acknowledge the parts of me that had been broken. I just so much so was excited for this new path, this new way of thinking. I was like, doesn't even matter. But I didn't realize that I shoved those parts of me down, and I didn't appreciate or love the parts of me that got me here. And at the end of last year, I realized a lot of parts of me that I hadn't acknowledged or I had been ignoring. And it wasn't about me trying to even heal them. I could only heal them by loving them fully. To heal parts of yourself, the first step of healing, honestly, is love. One of a friend of mine said to me, and I've been saying this for years, because when she said it, it really resonated with me. And it was, the devil needs love the most, because if he knew true love, he would no longer be the devil. And that's forgiveness. And I sat with that for a while. And it made me think, okay, within our lives, because I don't believe in the devil's a person, so I kind of use that story as a kind of analogy for how I see the energy of that lives within us, that is conflicting to our highest self and our highest energy. And it made me think, okay, so if that part of me is, or my personal devil, because I believe we all have our own personal devils or demons, that part of me, if that's true, then that part of me needs the love the most, because it will truly understand what love is, and that will be healing, that will be forgiveness, that will grow that love. And with that intention and with that love, it will then create this healing. So very important, very important. It's just to understand the parts of yourself and to love the parts of yourself that a lot of the times that we would often want to forget or often want to reject or, you know, put to one side. It creates a wholeness, and that wholeness then adds to our value within ourselves. When I say wholeness, is the whole itself. To understand that you are the universe. Something that I understood, I fully understood a couple of years ago, when I understood every time I say I am, I'm addressing the I, I'm addressing I, the whole universe. So anything I put after that sentence, it's like, to love me is to love the entire universe, because I believe that is what's flowing in, that's what's flowing within us. That's what created this whole magical experience. And the reason why I call it magical, if you think about it, we're on a floating rock in the middle of space, everybody. It's a floating rock in the middle of space. And somehow, like, we exist. If you look at the birds, the bees, the trees, if you look at how our skin and how we breathe, if you look at the animals and the creatures, if you look at your neighbor, if you look at your parents, if you think about the fact that there's a lineage of people that just happened to meet and like bump bodies. They all just bump bodies until you got here. Like, that is magical. Everybody's just bumping bodies and making little miracles, and then we're here. If you can't love that process, if you can't understand that there was so much to get you here, there was so much, just so much magic, and you can love that, you can love everything, you can love everything that you see, you feel, because you know it's just an extension of you, that is also a part of loving yourself. Because when you realize that you are everything and everyone, let me explain this concept a little bit deeper, because I don't want to lose anybody, because I don't know how clear I'm being. Sometimes I think I'm being clear, but I just want to make sure. So I don't know, for anybody that didn't listen last week, I used an analogy of how I see God, and that is, if God was the ocean, we'll be a cup of God, meaning individual expressions of the whole. So if we zoom out a little bit and see the whole and the ocean itself, if you know you're a part of that ocean, you can love all of that ocean. So even people, and you're like, oh, you're supposed to love everybody. Listen, I don't think you're supposed to like everybody. I don't like everybody. Okay, I don't like somehow how human beings act. I promise you, sometimes it gets me so mad. But at my core, I understand. And understanding brings in a different level of love, which I've realized. Understanding that there is a cycle of pain that happens or has happened on this earth for a very long time. And as humans, we are susceptible to feeling that pain across the board and almost molding to that pain because of the fact that we are connected to it all. It's like a collective consciousness. It's like how you see when you see someone, you can understand what they're going through. Why? Because we all have commonalities that we share, whether that is love, whether that is pain, whether that is joy, whether that is grief, whether that is anger. There's common emotions that we've all experienced in different ways, in different circumstances, of course, but we've all experienced them, which connects us all. And that understanding that it's connected and that we are all connected means that you can completely understand when someone, to me, when I see someone acting out in a certain way, even if it's towards me, yes, I understand the anger, I understand the but beyond that, there is a point of understanding that you must be in pain in order to hurt another part of yourself. You must be hurt if it's so easy for you to hurt. You get that? Like, to see a reflection, because before mirrors were invented, all we had was lakes and people to understand what we looked like and who we were. So to see a reflection outside of yourself and cause and inflict pain, and cause and inflict dishonesty, and cause and inflict discomfort, intentionally, unintentionally, it has to be coming from a place where you are causing that to yourself. To understand that anytime you cause any pain to someone else, you are causing that to yourself. Or in fact, that you are in that pain yourself, so you don't see the difference. You don't see the difference. So that is the same with love. If you are truly loving yourself, you are truly pouring love into yourself, and show and pour love into others. To love someone else, I said, don't always have to like people, but to love, to understand, like a child. When you see children, this is how it helps me in terms, be more loving, full stop, towards my other reflections of myself, is what I would say. So whenever I see people, even the one that make me want to pop a vein, I see them as children. I look at them and I can see them between the ages of 1 to 7. I can see them. And from that place, I understand that they don't understand. From that place, I you don't get mad at children when they do things. You just have this understanding that they don't know any better yet. They're still learning. They're still growing. They will understand when they're older. They will get it. Yes, there are grown ass adult babies walking around. Grown ass adult babies. When I say grown ass adult babies, I mean that. I mean grown ass adult babies just walking around, because guess what? They've never grown up, because you know what? They were raised by grown ass adult babies, and no one has stopped the cycle of the grown ass adult baby yet, simply because no one has taught them growth, mental maturity, emotional maturity, spiritual maturity. There's people that's been in pain from the time that they were born, or been around pain and never learned how to process, to grow from it, to understand it, to learn from it, to evolve from it. So they are in pain and they have wounds all over them, and they're open wound, and they literally are in so much pain that they don't know anything else but it. So that's all they can show. That's all that they can deliver. And they've never been grown. Because if you think, we're not taught how to grow emotionally. We're not taught how to grow mentally. We're not taught how to grow spiritually. In schools, we're taught algebra. We're not even taught. We're told to focus, but not even taught to focus. There's that understanding that, yes, there are people that are walking around that do not or have not evolved yet. So as someone that can fully embrace and love yourself, when you love yourself, you can love these people, because you understand that at some point you were there too. You understand the pain that they're in. You understand the pain that you've somehow felt, and it's that relatability and that loving, true love, unconditional love. And I'm definitely going to do an episode or a podcast about unconditional love. I'm not going to get into it now because I'm near the end of this. But unconditional love and it being a myth or not, like how people see unconditional love. But I honestly believe that's the only love that truly is. But we're not always taught it. And unconditional love, I want to make clear, because it'll probably be a segue into my next episode, but I want to make clear that unconditional love does not mean no boundaries. There is a difference, and it's something that I've learned in time. Unconditional love means no matter what, I see and I love you, but these are my boundaries because I love myself. So it really comes into, you can have unconditional love for others, but you first have to unconditionally love yourself. Love yourself beyond anything you've ever done. Love yourself beyond where you feel like you should be, where you are. Love yourself beyond your thought process about how you are, and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the moments that you haven't been your best, because we are not always going to be our best. And there's no such thing as perfection. If there was, it'd be boring. If you could click your fingers and be perfect right now, where would you have to grow? There'll be nowhere to go because there'll be nowhere to grow. You will just be in a place. And that will be your place forever. I feel like we're here to grow. So love yourself. Love yourself. Love all your imperfections. Love everything you ever said. Love everything you ever done. Even if it wasn't your best, because it showed you that you've been out of alignment with your best. Even the parts of you that you look back and be like, ah, I shouldn't have done that. Or, ah, this wasn't the best. It allows you to see where you want to be. It allows you to see who you want to be. It allows you to see, it allows that polarity of yourself, allows you to see the best of what you can be because of it. So it's just an encouragement to say I love yourself. I could talk about this all day. I generally would, and I generally want to, but I won't. I'm probably just going to have to do a part two, because I think self-love is honestly where it starts and where it begins. And now I kind of went on a couple of tangents, but it all rounds up to a very simple truth that, yes, self-care is a part of self-love. Make sure you're looking after yourself. But understand that you're three parts, mind, body, and spirit. Love the whole of you. So care about yourself. Look good on the outside. Make sure you care about yourself on the outside. It doesn't have to be vain. It doesn't matter even if it is vain. It's just generally to give yourself the confidence. It's to give yourself the energetic boost. It's to give yourself the feel good factor so that you can then help others feel good. You can lend a hand with others feeling good. You can feel good so that it just oozes off. You don't even, when I say that, you don't even have to try to help others. When you feel good, that energy will just radiate out of you and people will love being around you, and it will help them. It will liberate them to also feel good. They'll ask you, oh, how do you feel? It's like, yeah, I just make sure I do very, I look after myself, just intention. I have a mood. When I wake up in the morning, I make sure that I tell myself I love myself. I make sure that I look after, I make sure I lotion my body. Little things. I make sure I drink water because I know that I'm made of water. Those things are important, very important. That's a part of self-love. Another layer of self-love is to love the parts of you that are often disregarded and unseen. Love the parts of you that you put in that little box and you shove away, because those parts of you make you whole. Those parts of you help you understand yourself fully. Those parts of you are equally as important. And then it's to love, to self-love is to love the whole, and not just the whole of you, but the whole, the conscious whole. We are all here having this human experience together. When you love all of us, when love is your main vibration, when you can love yourself enough that you can love someone in front of you that wishes to cause you harm, because you understand that all they need is love, because they have enough of everything else. And in order for them to even be able to inflict or cause pain, they have that pain sitting inside of them. They have that torment sitting inside of them. And if you can love yourself enough to love them because you know how that feels, that is true forgiveness. That's true understanding. So those are some layers of self-love. As I said, I could talk about this a while. I could go into this. I can, you know, go back and forth. But these are the truths. These are just some understandings. And it will be to be continued, because I still have so much more to say. But love yourself today. Treat yourself kind. Speak kind words to yourself. See, I didn't even go into that. That's a whole different thing, you know. How you talk to yourself. What your dominant thoughts are about yourself. Okay, to be continued. For real, for real. But treat yourself nicely today. Love on yourself. Embrace your heart. Embrace your mind. Embrace your soul. Embrace your body. Your body. Hashtag body. All 2020. Have a beautiful day. You are having a beautiful day. But just a reminder, have a beautiful day. Choose it for yourself. I love you. I always will. I always have. Peace out.